Passover. Why? Yeah, all right. First, let's see Rashi first. Rashi says erev Pesach sheyesh b'shchitas Pesach achov zayin tchias. When you shecht the korban Pesach, you have 27 tchias. Sheh Pesach nishchat begimel kitis. Because the Pesach we had in the Gemara Pesachim, you're supposed to shecht it at three different times, three different groups of people go into the Beis Hamikdash. Kas achar kas. One after another. Because you remember talking nishchat. V'chol kas koreas ahalo gimel pomim. Each kas, each group, said halo three times. Shoye pischeye merubim. They had a lot of korban Pesach. Voyetunim halo b'shchitosim. Because the man they were doing the shechitas of the korban Pesach, there was a mitzvah to say halal. So they went through three times saying halal. Flohayu maspikim lishcha psochem kol kas v'kasa shigrul sholish pamim. V'yach v'gav v'nan hosam afal pi shalei shul shum yimeyim. They never had three times. Haino le gomru pam shlish. They didn't finish the third time kulay. Havim miyu en kash lohoysa gomrosa shtei pamim. They for sure finished halal two times. They started the third time. Because before they started to say halal, that's the time they would say that they would blow the three tchias. So at each kas they blew it three times. Each kas they blew it nine times. It comes out because they started to say halal at least the third time. So before you start to say halal, you have to have a tchia through a tchia. So that's nine. And 9 times 3 is 27. That's what Rashi says in Erev Pesach, they had an extra 27 tchias. So the Gemara says they left over Erev Pesach, that's also 48. Hey, it's the special 27 here, and the regular 21 together, that's 48. So the Gemara says, no, imishum Erev Pesach lav shiurihu. Leaving over Erev Pesach, that's not really called a shiur. To Amani Reb Yehudi, I tell you, maybe here we go, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Yoma that he says, Miyameyem, it never happened like from his times, Shokash Lishish, that the third Kas, Lohigia Loimerahapti Kishma Hashem. And they show you Omam Watim, there were a small amount of people. So Rashi said, Lohigia Lohahapti, Shokriya Rishain even. And now the third Kas, the third group that came in, they did not even finish Hallow one time. Viyain Buela Gimut Kiyas, therefore you only have three Kiyas the third time. And they show Omam the third Kas, Shoma Muatim. The first two groups, true, you had 9 and 9, so you had 18. But the last group, you did not have another 9, you only had 3, so together that's only 21, and the regular 21 is only 42, so you have just 42 in Erev Pesach. That's why our Mishnah does not say, like, 40, that's not called the Shir, it's not called leftover Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach also does not have a 48, according to Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara, Vo'amrit Reisha, the Lake Reb Yehuda, he said, forget, the beginning of our mission does not go according to Reb Yehuda. So Rashi, di Reb Yehuda, tkiyo, truat kiyo, v'chode manilo. Reb Yehuda says, tkiyo, truat kiyo, is called like one, so then it's not less than 7. So how come our Mishnah says not less than 21? So you said our mission does not go according to Reb Yehuda. So how come now you want to say it goes according to Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, poshit, v'dilma, our Tana the Mishnah, in one punkt, he holds like Reb Yehuda, like here, that on Erev Pesach, the third caste, the third group of people coming into the Beis Hamikdash, did not even finish Challah one time. Mashen Kain, the halacha of the account that Tkiya threw a Tkiya like one or like three, there the Tana holds not like Reb Yehuda, it's considered like three. But I call upon him, Erev Pesach is not called Yishir, it's not called leftover. So the question is then, if you tell me now about every Musaf, you have to have its own special 9, said on Rosh Hashanah, that on Shabbos you also should have 48. How come our mission does not say it? So what else? You can't just leave over one thing. You have to leave over a few things. So my answer is, Elamah Shire, the High Shire, Shire Erev Pesach Shechal Lios Bera Shabbos. Is Apik Shish B'Yal Shish. It comes out Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Here's the case, we have 48 keys. Drashi. Erev Pesach Shechal Lias Bera Shabbat Yafik Shish Mit Kiyas Kash Lishis Rav Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda, that the third caste, the third group of people, only said Hallel one time, so you're missing another 6 of Kiyas. That there it is, since it's Erev Shabbos now, and Erev Shabbos anyway, you have 6 Kiyas that we had before because of Erev Shabbos. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach is also another case you have 48 Kiyas. And our Mishnah does not say it because it left over. So what did the Mishnah left over the case of Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos also. So really, there are few times a year it could come out that you have 48 kiyas. Not only like our Mishnah says, not only Erev Shabbos Shabbos Chag that you have 48, but really could have it other times also, either Erev Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos, or else you could have it on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. But Teretz is Ton of Ishai, which says one case, and it leaves over other cases. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're up to the Nun Dalid Omid Beis. Again, the top on the two dots. That the Mishnah said, V'yein Moisifin Al Memches. You never have more than 48 times you blow the shofar in one day. And the Gemara said, that comes out on Erev Shabbos, that comes out on Sukkos. For the Gemara V'loi, is it true you never have more? V'yikha Erev HaPesach, Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. You have a case that Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Now, since it comes out on Shabbos, for regular Shabbos itself, you have 30 tkiyas. You have 3 for the psichas of the shorim. Then you have from the 2 tamidim, another 18 is 21. Then you have another 9 for the musaf of Shabbos. So that's 30. Now, being Erev Pesach, you brought the Korban Pesach, you have another few times. Yet according to the Rabbanan Shita before, there were 3 different katim, and each kat had 9 times you blew the shofar. So that was another 27, which would be 57 altogether. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the first 2 katim were full, it was 9 and 9 was 18, and the third cast was only 3, so I'll call upon and you have another 21, which will make it to be 51 times. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that they say when on Erev Pesach, there's 3 different katim, 3 different categories of people came in, and he holds the third time. He only said hollow once, so the third time was only 1 tkiyah of a set of 3. Mashenkin, the first two katim, had 9, so chamishim v'chod, you have the regular 30 of a regular Shabbos, and you have another 21 because of the Korban Pesach. Ile Rabbonin, that holds all 3 katim had 9, so that's another 27, so you have 30 from Shabbos and 27 from Erev Pesach. Is chamishim v'sheva, there should be 57 tkiyas. So why does our Mishnah say the most jab is only 48? So the Moran says, ki ketoni midi di'isa b'chol shana. The Mishnah means something that has to happen at least once a year. It happens every single year though. But Erev Pesach shechal liyos b'shabbos, de'leisa b'chol shana b'shana. It doesn't happen every single year. It could happen once in a while, but not every single year, leketoni. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say that case of 51 or 57, but rather says something that happens at least once every single year. Shred the Gemara, no, even that also doesn't happen once every single year. Erev Shabbos Shebatecha Chag Mi'isa B'chol Shana. Does it happen that every single year you have this case of Erev Shabbos Friday that comes down in the middle of Sukkot, that you have your 48 kiyas? Zim Nindle Meshkachas Lei. Sometimes you won't have it. Ve'echi Domi, how is the case that you're not going to have it? Kigoin in a case Shechal Yom Tif Rishon Erev Shabbos, when the first day Sukkot comes down on Friday. The first day Sukkot is on Friday. So when it comes out, the first day Sukkot on Friday, since it's a Yom Tif, Sagrashi says, on a Yom Tif, you don't have the three tkiyas for the Simchas of the Mayim, Nisach HaMayim, because they didn't fetch water for the first day of Sukkot. So therefore, on the first day Yom Tif, you don't have the three tkiyas for that, so then you don't have 48. You don't have your Friday that comes out on Sukkot. Because if the first day Yom Tov is on Friday, you don't have 48, you only have 45. So my answer is that ki miklin Yom Tov Rishon b'Erev Shabbos mitche dachinun lei. No, like it never really happens that Friday is the first day Yom Tov. If it should come out that year, Friday, the Rabbonim that are kavei the calendar make sure that Elul is an extra day to it. So therefore it comes out, they're going to push off the first day Sukkot to be on Shabbos. So you never have that the first day of Sukkot comes out on Friday. So Friday comes out in the middle of Sukkot. Therefore, every single year, the Friday of Sukkot, you're always going to have 48 kiyas. Where it says, now my time, what's the reason why should the Rabbanan push off that the first day of Sukkot should not come out on Friday? So Moran says, Kivon diikla yom tevarishon, shechag liyas b'era Shabbos, because when the first day of Sukkot comes out on Friday, yom ha-kippur eimas hevei, when does yom kippur come out that year? B'chad b'Shabbos, it comes out on a Sunday. Hilkach dachinun lei. Therefore, we push it off. We do not want the ikur that Yom Kippur should come out on a Sunday right after Shabbos. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi brings down two reasons. Either Mishram Yaki, Mishram Asya, we'll see in the Gemara there. Either we're afraid that the Yerokas, the vegetables you picked off already, can't stay that fresh. So even if you pick them off on Friday, they're not going to be able to stay fresh over Shabbos, and then Sunday you can eat because it's Yom Kippur. So made a takorna to push off Yom Kippur should never come out right after Shabbos. For the Gemara, is this true? Omi dachinim lei, do we push off that Yom Kippur does not come out right after Shabbos? Is it true? For Yotzanan, we learned like this. Chel be Shabbos, kraven b'yom kippurim. If you have a korban hatamid or musaf that was brought on Shabbos and you didn't burn it on its day, you're allowed to burn it the next day in Yom Kippur. The Yomer Rav Zera, ki evinim be Rabba Bovel, when we saw Rav that came from Bovel, have a Yomer, he said like this, Ho de Tanya, that's what we learned, that Yom HaKippurim Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos, that Yom Kippur could come out sometimes on Friday. And when it comes out on Friday, Loi Ho Yotoykin, they did not make the Tkiyas like we do in a regular Erev Shabbos. We blow six times, three to stop them from doing work. Hence, we lahavdu ben kodesh lechol. We don't do that on Yom Kippur. Over Moitzoy Shabbos, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, comes out, starts on Moitzoy Shabbos. We did not make Havdalah. Divrei HaKolhi. This goes according to everybody. But Kol Ponim, you see from here, it's possible that Yom Kippur does come out on Sunday. Because we're saying when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, according to everybody, you did not make Havdalah. Even though on a regular Yom Tov, when it comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, we make Havdalah and we say, Amavdu be Kodesh leKodesh. But when Yom Kippur comes out, then we do not make a Kiddush. And the Gemara says, Ki Solis Lahosam, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Yehuda, Bred Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he met Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef was sitting with Korma, and he said, Rabbi Akiva, no, that you said, you don't make Havdalah, that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. But I call upon him, we see clearly that Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday. So how are you answering us? That the reason why the Mishnah says 48, because you'll always have a Friday joint Sukkot, it's not a Yom Tiv. No, it's not true. Since Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday, so in such a year, first day Sukkot comes out on Friday, so in such a case, you're not going to have 48 tkiyas that day. So the Gemara answers, Lekashe, there's no question here. I'll tell you the Taka Tzamachlekes Tanoyim, if they push off Yom Kippur that comes out on Sunday, then they push it off to Monday. Ho Rabbonin, Ho Acherim. It's Taka Machlekes between the Rabbonin and the Acherim. The Tanya would not like this. Acherim Oimrim, the Acherim say, you never change around the months. If Yom Kippur should come out on Sunday, we let it come out on Sunday. And according to the Acherim and Echnami, first day Sukkot could come out on Friday, so our Mishnah does not go according to the Acherim. Because the Acherim say, Ein Bein Atzeres Le'Atzeres. There's no difference between this year's Shavuos and next year's Shavuos, or else we Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference between this year Rosh Hashanah and the next year Rosh Hashanah. Ela Arbo Yomim Bavad. Ela Arbo Yomim Bavad. Only 4 days. In other words, if this year Rosh Hashanah came out on Sunday, the next year it's going to come out on a Thursday. Let's say it was an Iber year, you had to have another month added. Chamisha, there'll be 5 days different. But that's all. In other words, we never push off and make the calendar, change the calendar for any purpose. That's the Acherim Shita. But according to the Rabbonin, which we do push off months sometimes for Tzarech, therefore Yom Kippur never comes out on Sunday, so you never have the first day Sukkot coming out on Friday. For the Gemara now, Meisra, you have a Kasha. So Rashi learned this is a Kasha on the Gemara we had before, on the Rebbe Acha. But Rebbe Acha before said a Chiddush, that every time you bring two Musafim, there are two Shiurim, and you have two sets of Tkiyas. You have to, let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. You have to blow 9 Tkiyas to cover the Musaf of Shabbos, and 9 Tkiyas to cover the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That was his Chiddush. Now we're soon going to see, we slug him up, we don't hold like him. Neisra, you have a Kasha on you, Rebbe Acha. It says a din, Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shir Shel Shabbos. So you have two Musaf now. You have Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Shabbos, and each one has its own shir. Which shir does Levim sing? They sing the shir Shir Rosh Chodesh, and they push away the one Shir Shabbos. So, V'yisa, but behold, like Rabbi Acha, that when you have two Musafim, you have two times Tkiyah Shefer, which means you have two sets of shirim, of shir, Lema the Shabbos, Lema the Rosh Chodesh. What's Shver? Say both shirim. Say Mizma Shili Yom Shabbos, L'Kavod Rosh Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. And say, Baruch Hinashi, the Kavod, a Rosh Chodesh. And here it says, you have to push it off.
mashmatakam, that we do not hold like a bacha. That when you have two musafim, you only say one shear and not two shears. So my answer is that maybe it's not a kasha from here. Amar Safra, my doicha, you know what it means? You push off. Doicha lakadim means that you say shal Rosh Chodesh first. Avad, you still say shal Shabbos. Just you say shal Rosh Chodesh first. For the more of Yamai, why is that true? The klali is todir, usheine todir, todir kodim. When something comes more often, we always do that first. So Shabbos comes more often than Rosh Chodesh. You should sing the shir shal Shabbos first. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers, this was a special takono that the people should know, even though they didn't see the levon of the chidusha, they should realize that Zezim was mekadesh to Rosh Chodesh, and today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So today people should realize this to make a heker. They made a special halacha that always sing the shia shor Rosh Chodesh first, even when it comes out on Shabbos. For the Gemara v'haya kerei avinan, this is the heker. This is what we do to realize that today is Rosh Chodesh. There's another type of a heker, another type of something special we do to realize today is Rosh Chodesh. The Tanya went out like this. When after they brought the carbon at Tomid in the morning, they made the shrita, then they skinned it, they took out the chalof from the fats that has to be burnt on top of the mizbech, and the Kanan used to carry it up to the plank of the mizbech. But they used to stop, they used to put it down on the kevish, and then they would go and say Krishma, and then they would come back and carry it back up to the top of the Mizbech. So where did they leave it? At what point of the kevis, of the plank going up the Mizbech, did they leave it? So it says, Nitonin mechatzi kevis lomata, on the bottom half of the kevis. In other words, the kevis was 32 amis long. So on the bottom half of it, the Mizrach, on the east side of it, Bishel Musafim, when you had a Korban Musaf of a Shabbos or of a Yom Tiv, is Nitonin mechatzi kevis lomata b'marav. They used to leave the emurim, the fats, on the bottom portion of the kevis, on the marav, on the west side. What about the shel Rosh Chodesh? When it came out on Rosh Chodesh, the special musaf he brought for Rosh Chodesh, where did they leave the fats, the emurim? Nitonim tachas karkuv hamizbech, that was right underneath on the kevis, but on the top of portion, right below the karkuv, the soviet that went around the mizbech. Ulamato, a little bit below that, which was on the upper portion of the kevish. Now the question is, how come special for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh they would leave the chalev all the way up, so high up? The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, the reason is, later that we